Hello and welcome to another Crafted Audio Boo with Carl. Today I've got Luciano Marcolino from Luciano Espresso Bar here with me. Now, after the February 22nd earthquake, Luciano's cafe was hit pretty significantly. Luciano, do you want to just maybe tell us quickly about what happened on that day of February 22nd for you and the cafe?
Pretty much on the day was right in our busy time. Was 10 to 1, so the coffee shop was very, very busy. So when the quake happened, lots of people pretty much got scared. People hiding under the table, people trying to run and tripping over. Sounds like a movie, but wasn't. Was serious.
So from that earthquake, you've now had to close the business down in that current location?
Yes, since then we've been closed. We haven't been able to open because of the liquefaction came through the cafe. So yeah, we have been closed since, unfortunately.
And I know you've been looking hard for another location, and you think you found somewhere?
We have found a few locations. A few of them, unfortunately, didn't work out. And our latest one, which we have signed everything up, pretty much the whole contract, but they just finished in the building, so it's still going to be around 2 months down the track, but really, really looking forward.
So another 2 months until the new Luciano Espresso Bar is going to be opened and ready for the public again. So what's been the biggest challenge, moving through this period of having the business closed and then trying to get a new one open? What's been the most difficult or challenging part of that process for you?
I think the main challenge is really being waiting, have the patient to be waiting for the new location and dealing with things like the insurance, trying to get the money from the insurance at the moment, like anybody else, has been pretty hard, but we have been patient enough. But to get at the time now, we just really want to be up and running again and making coffee, really.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have really struggled with getting money out of the insurance company, even though you're fully insured, you've got every type of insurance you could possibly sign up to, but actually getting money into your account is a difficult thing. And how did you find the process with your staff? I mean, some of your staff have managed to find jobs in other cafes.
A few of our staff found job around. A few of them moved on. One of them actually just in the process of actually to go up to Auckland and stay there for a while. As I said, still 2 months down the track. A few of them want to come back and work for me again, but end of the day, I could not afford to, being paid them for this whole period of time. So hopefully when we come back, when I reopen, a few of them join me back.
That sounds fantastic. And so getting a chance to redesign your espresso bar is, not a chance that, we always get. And it's come about under the circumstances that we'd never want again. But when you look forward to designing this new location, are there many things that you're looking to sort of change or modify? Any different ways of laying the cafe out?
Well, because of the quake, it was a big unfortunately. But as you just said, in some way it was good because now we can design the cafe that we want. Unfortunately, we're still subleasing from someone else, but we can make a bigger cafe for better workflow. In my old cafe, we didn't have a kitchen, so this time we're going to have a proper kitchen, which means we can design our own menu and offer customers breakfast, lunch, and the whole scenario as far as food goes. So we'll have a better place. And looking forward actually to be licensed as well. Want to be our main focus. But late afternoon, if you look for a beer or a glass of wine, we'll be able to offer you that as well.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Luciano. I really appreciate you having a chat to us about the cafe. I know it's been a really troubling time and a difficult time for you and Melissa to work through. But we're all really looking forward to the new espresso bar being open. And we will most definitely keep everybody posted as the date comes closer for opening for Luciano's Espresso Bar.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, thanks, Luciano. Have a good night.
Cheers.